we lived near a place called Gertie's Folk City, which was a folk music place. And at that time, folk music was beginning to be a very important factor here in the Village, San Francisco, etc. And we went there one night, and there was this kid playing guitar. And I didn't know his name. I didn't think he was much of a guitarist, nor did I think much of his voice. There was something about him, though. My wife got this faster than I did. And that was, of course, Bob Dylan. And then he began to record. And I got a call one day from John Hammond, who had discovered him for Columbia Records. Hammond not only discovered jazz people, he had a pretty wide range, even if he sometimes was very opinionated as to what the people should do. And he said, look, he called me up and he said, I know you got a lot of records. I want you to go through the stack, pick out the Dylan one. And then I heard his lyrics, and that's what got to me. Mm-hmm. So I did the notes for the second one. I think it was called The Freewheeling mm-hmm. Bob Dylan. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting with the way the culture is. When I was talking to a correspondent at ABC News Television about some civil liberties matter, and I started to spell out my name, he said, oh, you did the Bob Dylan album. I mean, then he could talk to me.
Nice.
So then I did an interview with Dylan for The New Yorker.
Right.
And then we did our famous or infamous Playboy interview, which mm-hmm. tells you a lot about Dylan. At the time, I did these long interviews for Playboy. I did Eldridge Cleaver. I did William Sloan Coffin, people mm-hmm. like that. And the rule was that you had to send the text mm-hmm. to the interviewee before it was printed, and which is a bad mistake for a writer to be able to have to do, because sometimes they want to soften things. But anyway, I'm in my office on a Saturday morning. Dylan's on the phone. They screwed it up. See, we had done a straight interview at Columbia Records. It was okay, you know, Bourne and all that stuff, and Woody Guthrie. It was kind of bland, I thought, but what the hell. He said, no, yeah, they can't print that. I said, well, you tell them that. They have no right to print it unless you agree. He said, no, we're going to do an interview now. Now? I didn't have a tape recorder. So it must have been an hour and a half or so. My hand practically wore down trying to write what he was saying. It was a totally surreal, impressionistic interview when I played the straight man. And he came out with some of the most extraordinary, fanciful correlations, God knows what. It was like a Chagall painting.